Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mevorech Lifneim Lachareim. We're on Chaf Aleph on the beige, the middle. Yehuda says a Balkari is allowed to make brachas before and after eating. The name of the Kesover of Yehuda Balkari Mutter B'Divrei Torah. Right, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that this issue of a Balkari learning Torah, which is basically Takonis Ezra, but we'll see the Gemara seems to say that it's an issue of the Raisa. V'homer Rabbi Shul ben Levi, Minayin LeBalkari She'osur B'Divrei Torah. How do we know that a Balkari is also B'Divrei Torah? She'ne'emar V'holdatim L'vonecho V'Livnei Bonecho V'somech Le'yom Asher Omadeto L'Fnei Hashem Elokecho B'Chorei. Teach your children Torah, and like it was at Har Sinai. Malahalon Balikari Nasurin, Afkan Balikari Nasurin, just like by Har Sinai, they had to separate from their wives, that they shouldn't be Balikari. So too, when you teach Torah, you learn Torah, you can't be a Balikari. The Chitim Rabbi Yehuda Lo Doris Smuchim, right, this kind of limud is called Smuchim. Since it says two things, one next to the other, we learn that the halachas of one apply to the other. That's called smuchim. So that is not one of the yud gimel midah shatorin dreshes b'hem. It's a separate midah, and not everybody holds that you darshan that midah. Right? So if you hold, maybe Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of that drasha. You don't darshan smuchim. The Homer of Yosef, afilu mangalo doris smuchim b'chola Torah, right? Even the one who holds that midah of smuchim is not something to darshan in the rest of the Torah, the Mishnah Torah Dorish. And Mishnah Torah is different. In Mishnah Torah, there are many, many halachas that are put one next to the other that don't seem to have any rational reason for them. And there, it's clear that the Torah meant to be somech different things together to teach you halachas. The Rabbi Yehuda lo Dorish Smuchim b'chol Torah kula. Rabbi Yehuda Taka does not Darish and Smuchim in all the rest of the Torah. Uva Mishnah Torah Dorish. And in Mishnah Torah is Dorish. How do you know Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshan this midah of smuchim in the rest of the Torah, except for Devarim? The Tanya, Ben Azay Omer, Ne'emar Machshefa Lo Sechaya, Ne'emar Kol Shochev in Behema, most you must. Right next to each other, it says, the halacha of a Machshefa, a witch, you have to kill, and the person who has relations with an animal you kill. Somchu Inyan Lo. So the reason the Torah put these two things together, why is a witch next to living with an animal, or there's no connection between the two things, why did the Torah put them together? Lomar mashochim behema v'skila, just like we know, whenever it says mos yumas, it means skila, right? So just like having relations with an animal, we know that the death penalty is skila. At machshefa nami v'skila, machshefa is also skila. Because it doesn't say, it says lo sechayet. We don't know which death penalty to give her. So the fact that it put it next to having relations with an animal, and that we know for sure is skila, this is also skila. Omre Yehuda v'chimik neshe samchu inyan lo notzi lezeh l'skila. Skila is the most serious, the most strict death penalty. So Rabbi Yehuda says, just because the Torah put these two things together, we're going to be machmer on this witch and give her skila. It's not enough of a reason. That's not a valid drasha. Ela ovi yedolni bechlau kol mechashvim hayu. Another reason why a machshefa is chayiv skila. Not from this reason. We know that ovi and yedolni are a type of kishuv. Okay, kinds of people who what's it called bring up the dead in different ways. Lama yatsu. Why did they? Why were they mentioned by themselves? It says right. So any kind of kishuf is awesome, and you get a death penalty. Why did it mention specifically Oven Yedolni? Lahakish lahem. So in order to be makish all other kishuf to Oven Yedolni. V'lomer lachama Oven Yedolni v'skila. And by Oven Yedolni it says demehem bam, which means skila, right? At machshefa v'skila, to tell me that a regular witch is also chayiv skila, but it's from a hekish. From a Dover Shahaya Bechlal, the Yotzum in Aklal, it's one of the Yud Gimel Nido Shatoran dreshes, something that was in the rule. And then it left the rule, it wasn't just to teach about itself, but to teach about all the other things in the rule that they also apply the same way. May have the same thing over here. If it just said Mechashefa Lo Sechaya, I would know that all Kishuf is Osir, and you get the death penalty. Now it says Oven Yedoni, which are kinds of Kishuf or Chayiv Skila. So it went out not only to tell me they're chayiv skila, but all kishuf is chayiv skila. Uva Mishnah Torah. So now there we see that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of the drasha of smuchim. He needs another drasha to tell me that a mechashefa is chayiv skila, not smuchim. So that's how we know that in Vayikra he doesn't learn Smuchim. How about in Mishneh Torah, in Dvarim, where do we see that he does learn Smuchim? The Dorish, the Tanya of Elezer Omer, no say Odom Anusas Aviv, Mefutas Aviv. Anusas Beno, Mefutas Beno. Okay? Person's allowed to marry a woman who his father raped. It's not his mother, and it's not his father's wife. Right? Torah asks her, living with your father's wife, and you're not allowed to live with your mother, even if it's not your father's wife. Okay? However, a woman who your father raped, who Mefutas Aviv, or he seduced, so, what's it called there? The Tanakama holds its mutter. Rebbe Lezer holds its mutter. Anusas beno, mafutas beno, or a man is allowed to live with a woman that his son raped. Not allowed to live with your daughter-in-law, but that's only if your son married her, right? Or your daughter, obviously. But what's it called? If your son didn't marry this woman, he just raped her or seduced her, then what's it called? It's mutter. Rabbi Yehuda Oser Banusas Avim Futas Aviv. Rabbi Yehuda says no, that where the father raped the woman or seduced her, it's Oser for the son to marry that woman. The Omer of Gidl Omer Rav, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, why does Rabbi Yehuda, where does he learn that from? Dechsiv, lo yikach ishes ashes aviv, velo yigale knaf aviv. Torah says you're not allowed to live with your father's wife, even if it's not your mother, and not also, not to megale knaf aviv. What's knaf aviv? Knaf shara aviv lo yigale. Any woman who had relations with your father, that's called knaf shara aviv, right? Knaf shara aviv, that's a euphemism for having relations. Any woman that the father had relations with, the son is not allowed to marry. Umimai bin anusas aviv ksiv. How do you know it's talking about anusas aviv? The samichle, the nosan ha'isha shochev ima, right? Hamishim Kesef. Later, the next thing the Torah speaks about is Anusa and Mefuta, right? A woman who's raped or a woman who is, what's it called, seduced. So, similarly, over here, this is the same thing. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda is Dorish Shmuchim, that he learns that the Torah, when it says, Lo Yigale Knaf Aviv, is talking about Anusas Aviv and Mefutas Aviv, from the fact that right after that, it speaks about Anusa and Mefuta. So you see that he's Dorish Shmuchim in the Dvarim. Amrei in, the Mishneh Torah Dorish, right? So he is, yeah, you're right. In Mishneh Torah, and that's where this pasuk is by Balkeri, Vahodatim Levanecha Vlevnei Vanecha is in Parshas Veschanan, in Dvarim. So Lachor Rabbi Yehuda should be Dorish Lo Smuchim too. Just like at Har Sinai, a Balkeri was Osir, so too, teaching Torah and learning Torah, Balkeri should be Osir. Vahoni Smuchim Yvoyle Le'idah to Rabbi Shubin and Levi. But this smuchim, he does darshan, but not for the drasha of this drasha of Rabbi Shuvan Levi, but for a different drasha of Rabbi Shuvan Levi. The Omer Rabbi Shuvan Levi, kol hamalamed libno Torah, malo lavakosav kilu kibla mehar chorek, shenemar, v'oldatim levonecho levnei vonecho, uksi basrei, yom asher amadito lefnei Hashem alokecho v'chorek. Right, so, enachinami, Rabbi Yehuda is darshan smuchim, but he needs this drasha for a different limud. The fact that a person who teaches Torah to his son, and there's another girsa, teaches it to his grandchild, is as if he learned it, it was makabel at Har Sinai. Because it says right after, what's it called, v'holdatem levonecho, v'levnei vonecho, you teach it to your children and your grandchildren, the Kabbalah's Har Sinai. So it comes to teach me that if you teach, according to this girsa, your child Torah, it's like you're makabel at Har Sinai, because the whole purpose of Har Sinai was that there should be a hemshich of Matan Torah, there should be a what's it called, a Mesorah, and therefore if you carry on that Mesorah, then you are strengthening Maimon Har Sinai. And surely to teach it to your grandchild, because then your grandchild got it from one stage closer than he would have gotten it had he gotten only from his father. This way he got it one step closer to Har Sinai, Elu Makablu Har Sinai. So since he needs it for that drasha, and not what's it called, then he doesn't learn the other drasha from that of what's it called, the Balkeri. Let's see Rashi till here. The Mishneh Torah Dorish, V'haikro, the Mishneh Torah Hu Ne'amar. This pasuk is in Devarim. Mechasheif alo sechaya, v'lo pirish be'eze misa. The Torah didn't say which death penalty you give him a chasheifa, Tomus. The Ne'amar etzlo kol shochim behemos. Right next to it, it says that anybody who has relations with an animal dies. Somehow in your nose, some machto parishes machefa, lo sakai lo shochim behema, machochim behema beskila, kidam reading love is in Hedman, the Sanhedrin, Perigalad Mises, Bixerishova, the Taharogu, the Hocha, Michi Horog Targeno, the Mesis, at Machashe beskila. We learn a, what's it called, shochim in behema, that they're beskila from what's it called, Mesis. Mesis is the Ferish beskila. So what's it called? We learn that a person who has relations with an animal is also beskila. Now, the fact that it's right next to mechashefa, we learn also mechashefa, also beskila. Omer le, Rabbi Yehuda, v'chimet neshe somchu, ha'enyin, ha'shochev, v'behema, notzi zeh, ha'mechashef, v'skila, shichamura mikol misa shevetora, ela mikro mefurish, yesh lo b'mokom acher, shehu beskila. Right, we have a Beferish Mikra. He learns one of the Yud Gimel Midos, Shatron and Reshes, Kohen, is called Beferish, as if it's written Beferish in the Torah. Okay, where do you have a Beferish? Ovi Yadoni Bechlal, Lo Sechaya Kol HaMechashvim Hayu, right? Ovi Yadoni are kinds of Kishuv, and if it wouldn't have said anything by them, I would know that they're Chayiv Misa also. The Lama Yatsu Bifnei Atzman, why the Torah mention them specifically? Kshifrish on the Skila, Kedachsiv, Evan Yirgim Uosa, Demeyambom. By Ovi Yadoni, it says Beferish, Demeyambom, that you get them Skila. It says Evan Yirgim Uosa, you give them Skila. So we have a cloud, we have one of the midos shatornish rush from the hakish aleim, as kola cloud, shizum mido betora. She called dover shoye bechlau, the yotzim in a cloud alamed, the lalamed al atzmo yotze, lalamed al cloud kula yotze. Something that was in a general rule, and then a part of it went out to tell me a special halacha by that thing. It's not only to tell me the halacha applies to that yotzim in a cloud, but to the whole cloud itself. So all mechashim gets skila. That's how Rabbi Yehuda learns. Okay. So now, what's it called? We said that Rabbi Yehuda Lechora doesn't hold of the takana of Valkeri. The easiest way of going. We always said that the Gemara says that Ezra was masakin, what's it called, the Tvila the Valkeri. Here it seems to be that it's a pasuk in the Torah, right? It's a drasha that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of, and right. The easiest way. Tomorrow we will mention other ideas, but the easiest way of understanding this is only an asmachta. Ezra needed some asmachta, like we said, he needed some source in the Torah to create the takana. This is not min haTorah, but this is the source. But that source can only be if you darshan smuchim. If you don't darshan smuchim, it's no source bechlal. So, therefore, if you don't hold of this drasha, you don't hold that Ezra was masakin, there's no takana, right? But, so that's the simplest idea. If there was no, what's it called, smuchim, then there was no takana, no takana. And he argues Bechlal on Takanas Ezra. There was no such Takana. Okay, now the Gemara says that can't be. So now, up until here, we have that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshan this drasha, and therefore he holds that a Balkari is allowed to learn Torah. And therefore you can make brachas before, after, makes no difference. Rabbi Yehuda argues on the whole Mishnah. Gemara says that can't be. It's 9. Zov Shiro Keri. We have a case like this. A person was already Tami. He was a Zov. Okay? And now he becomes a Balkari, in addition to being a Zav. So if he goes to the Nikvah for his Keri, he's not going to become Tar. Because a Zav is Tomei for 7 days, till he has Shiva Nikiyah, till he has 7 clean days. So if he goes to the Nikvah, he doesn't become Tar at all. So this Balkari, now if he goes to the Nikvah, it's going to absolutely have no effect on him, because he's also a Zav. And he was a Zav first. He's a Zav, and then he was Roa Keri. The Nida, Shapolta Shechva Zera, woman's a Nida, and she discharged Shechva Zera, that the, what's it called, that the husband lived with her, and a woman who discharges Shechva Zera of the husband is also like a Balkari, the same din. But she's a Nida. She goes to the mikveh for her Tumas Keri, it's going to help nothing, because she's a Nida. She needs what's it called Shivas Yom, she's 7 days before she can go to the mikveh. Not Shiva Nikiya, but 7 days of being a Nida. Hamishameshes v'roa sodam, or what's it called? A woman who had relations, so now she's tamei for 1 day. Having relations itself is matamei. And what's it called? She goes to the mikveh that day, then she's tar. But before she went to the mikveh, she now became a nida. So first she was a meshameshes, and then she was roa dam. There's a difference. Tzrichim tvila. They all need tvila before they can learn Torah. Or dav, right? Even though the tefillah is going to help absolutely nothing, but that's what's the takana. You have to go to the mikvah before you can learn Torah, even if it does not matire you at all. Okay, even if you're tamei for other reasons also. Rabbi Yehuda poter. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Here the gzera didn't apply, the takana didn't apply. It only applied where the mikvah will help you and make you tar. But if it's not going to make you tar anyway, you already were tamei and you can remain tamei. And going to the mikvah is an act of futility over here that the takana didn't apply to. So ad kan lo poter Rabbi Yehuda ela bezov shira keri demikara la bar tvilahu. Avobalkeri gray the machayev. What do we see from here? That Rabbi Yehuda only says that a zav who saw keri doesn't have to go to the mikveh before he can learn Torah because he was tummy anyway and he's going to remain tummy. But mashma, if he would only be a balkeri and he wouldn't be a zav, even Rabbi Yehuda would hold that he has to go to the mikveh. So you see that he does hold of takana sezer. He does hold of this takana. So how can you tell me that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of the takana at all? And that's why you can make a bracha before and after you eat, right? The chara Rabbi Yehuda does hold of the takana. The chitema hu adin dafilu balkeri grey the norma pati Rabbi Yehuda. Bahai dikom mitlugay bezov shura keri lo diacha koach to rabbanan. And if you'll tell me no, Rabbi Yehuda really holds that nobody has to go to the mikvah, even if you just be a balkeri by itself. So why did the Bryce over here say what's it called? Tanana Mishnah. Why did the Mishnah say that zov shura keri, right? The Tanakam, Rabbi Elazar holds that you have to go to the mikveh, and Rabbi Yehuda says that you don't. The Tanakam says that you do, and then Rabbi Yehuda says not. Rabbi Yehuda really says even if you don't be a balkeri, you don't have to go to the mikveh. The reason it's said by Zav is to tell me that the Rabbanan hold even a Zav who sees balkeri has to go to the mikveh. Rabbi Yehuda holds he doesn't have to go for sure, and even a regular balkeri doesn't have to go. So when Rabbi Yehuda argues, he doesn't only argue on this case. He argues completely. So why did it say this case then? Right? Tell me a bigger chiddush. Rabbi Yehuda holds no balkeri has to go to the mikveh before he learns. Right? To tell me the koach of the Rabbanan, right, that even a zav shura keri has to go to the mikveh. Someone says, no, in a safe, he can't say that. Hamishameshes v'ros adam tzricha tvila. Right? It says that a woman who, what's it called, was mishameshes, she had relations. Now, if that would have been the only thing, she surely would have to go to the mikveh before she could learn Torah, right, according to the Tanakhama at least, because she's like a balkeri. Now she becomes a nida, okay? So then she needs tvila. She can't learn or daven until she goes to the mikveh. So now leman, ketonila, who is this Mishnah go according to? Ilema l'rabbanan, if it's l'rabbanan, pshita, well, I need something to tell me that if she first was a balas keri, and then she became a nida, that she has to go to the mikveh? The Rabbanan hold that if she first was a nida, and then she became a balas keri, she has to go to the mikveh. That's a worst case, right? She started off in a situation where going to the mikveh wouldn't help. Then she became a balas keri after that by being mishameshes or poleta shichvazera. Okay? So the Rabbanan hold, still, even though she started out not being able to go to the mikveh at all, and the keri came after, still she has to go to the mikveh. Kosher came where she was a balas keri to begin with, and at that moment she was chayav to go to a mikveh where she learned. All of a sudden she became now worse tameh. So it's not going to help, surely, that she has to go to the mikveh. Right? It makes more sense to say that if she started out with something that would necessitate her to go to the mikveh before learning, and then something was added on, right? That is more reason to have to go to the mikveh than a woman who started out with a reason that she shouldn't have to go to the mikveh altogether because she can't right now. She's really chomer tameh, and then she has an extra added reason that maybe she doesn't go to the mikveh. Somebody started out the other way, right? So the mishameshes v'ros adam. Tzricha tvila, who does that go according to? Imil rabbonim pshita. Hashtu mazov shura keri demi korala bar tvila hu. Mechaivi rabbonim. Hamishameshes v'ros adam demi korabas tvila hilo kol shekei. If the rabbonim say that a person who wasn't chayiv tvila to begin with, right, and then became a balkeri, has to go to the mikveh, kol shekei, somebody who was chayiv tvila to begin with, and then became a nida, surely has to go to the mikveh. So you don't need a mission to tell me that to the Rabbanan. Elalav must be that even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a person who was a nida first and then became a din of a balkeri doesn't need to go to the mikveh, but if she was a balkeri to begin with and then became a nida, she does have to go to the mikveh, because originally she was chayav to go to the mikveh before she should learn, before this new thing came up. right? V'davka tanila, mishameshes v'rosa nida ina tzrika tefila. And it goes like Rabbi Yehuda, and Dafka Rabbi Yehuda holds that in that situation, right, where she's a mishaneshes, v'rosa nida, she doesn't have to go to the mikveh. That's where Rabbi Yehuda holds she doesn't have to go. Av a balkeri grey, the mechayim. But a regular balkeri does have to go to the mikveh, right? Only this specific case Rabbi Yehuda argues on. But a regular case of balkeri, Rabbi Yehuda would hold, has to go to the mikveh. It's only the special case that's exempt. So we're back to where we started from. We have proof now that Rabbi Yehuda does hold of Takanas Ezra. He holds that a Balkari can't learn Torah. So why then would Rabbi Yehuda hold that you can make the brachas before and after? Why does he argue on the Chachomim and say that you have to maharer the brachas or whatever? He says you can make the brachas regular. I, we know that a Balkari is also to learn or to daven. So why is it okay for him to make these brachas? So Mara says, Lotemu Mavarech Ela Maharer. He's, the Tanakama holds the bracha, the faneha, he's not even mahara. The bracha, birchas hamazon, he's mahara. Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, no, he's mahara both brachas. But in Echanam, he holds you're not allowed to learn openly, but here you can do. Either because by Har Sinai there was dibur, like we said, or because he didn't like a dibur, like we said before. Let's see Rashi tell you. Zov shirah keri, le'inyin tvila shetikin ezra lebali keri, lasot petora koi. Well, the shar tmeim lo hitzra. Other tmeim, only by a balkeri did Ezra need that you go to the mikveh before, what's it called, before you learn Torah. Right? The ka'amar hacha, because it has nothing to do with tumah. It's not that you're tumah, you can't learn Torah. It's because you're a balkeri. And a balkeri, what's it called, either we learn from Har Sinai, from balkeri, or because a balkeri, shlo yu regila meitzel mishoseim, they shouldn't be frequent with their wives. Right? So it's only osur because of having relations, which is similar to balkeri, and therefore it only applies to balkeri. Well, the shart meim lo hitzir. The komer hacha, the miyesh lo tuma acheris. If the person, aside from being a balkeri, is tamei for some other reason, im hakeri, she'eno yachalotzis mimeno b'tvila zu, and he can't get out of being a balkeri with this tvila, because the other tuma is a much more serious tuma, and it's not something that this tvila will help. Kigon zav the nida shein tneim tuma shiva. A zav and a nida are tami for 7 days. A nida 7 days tam, and a zav until he has shiva nikiyim, he has 7 clean days. Afilu hachi tzarech litbo lekerio called him shiasu patara. Still, he has to go to the mikveh, even though he's going to remain tamei. But the carry, he has to, for that, he has to go to the mikveh before he can learn. Poleta shichva zera harik bal carry. Poleta shichva zera. Woman had relations. And then she discharged the zera within 3 days as a din of a balkeri. Rabbi Yehuda Polter, Kasal Gadaita, the ain't tvila zu, mitaharasu mikovakol. Rabbi Yehuda says, since this tvila won't, what's it called, be mitaher her completely, therefore there's no purpose to go to be tovel even for Takanas Ezra. Hamishameshes laman ktonilo. Who is this part of the Mishnah? Why was this mentioned? Lashmi enu koach mi hutzrichu lachlokba. Why did this, the end of the Mishnah have to tell me this halacha, that a woman who had relations and then became a nida, there's also a machlokis? For who do you have to tell me that? For the Chachamim or the Rabbi Yehuda? Ilei merabbanan lo diacha koach de mechayvi ba, that even a woman like this is chayiv, hash the zav shirah keri, she kad maso tumas haziva mikara, de mikara vishah shirah keri, labar tvilahu, mechayvi le rabbanan tvila the keri, the divrei Torah. Now, according to Rabbanan, you don't need to tell me this. It's obvious. If the Rabbanan hold that a person who, what's it called, who originally wasn't able to be told, he says, oh, and now he became a balkeri in a state already of not being able to tovel, still he has to be tovel before he can learn Torah. Kosh came somebody who was in a state where he could have been tovel when he became a balkeri. And then after that he became tomei, which wouldn't help, surely he has to go to the mikveh. If originally he could have been tovel, and then something happened, right, that's much worse than the case where originally he wasn't able to be tovel, and then the keri happened. So in the second case, he has to be tovel kolshkei, in the first case. So you don't need the Mishnah to tell me that the Chachamim hold that. Must be to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda argues. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that only in that case is what's it called, is it, does he have to go to the mikveh? But in the first case, he doesn't have to go. So therefore, we see that Rabbi Yehuda, though, holds that in a regular case, where a person stama balkeri, that he has to go to the mikveh. Mishameshes v'ros anida, the tumas keri kodma. First she became a balas keri, because first she had this discharge. Then she became a nida. And when she saw the carry, she could have gone to the mikveh then before she learned Torah. And it would have helped. Now something new came, was added onto it. Right? So surely, what's it called in this case, right, that if in the first case, where you were chayiv tvila to begin with, and still, what's it called, you don't have to go koshkein in this case. Elalav, Rabbi Yehuda, k'toni lo diachod, afilu hecha, dekodem akeri, asya tumas nida umafka tvila. Comes to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda holds, even in a case where the keri came first, and I might think that then you were chayiv to go to the mikvah. Now new, something new came, and you became more tamei. That doesn't take away the chiyuv you had to go to the mikvah before you learn, right? Dein tefila ela metaheris. And Rabbi Yehuda comes along, he says, no. The only tefila you have to do for takanas ezra is where it'll make you tahar. But if it won't make you tahar, you can remain tamei anyway because of other tumas, then the takana doesn't apply. The ila Rabbi Yehuda lesley takanas ezra. If Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of takanas ezra altogether, lama le lashmiin and baha kol bali keri nami lo bo tefila. They never need tefila. It's not only because of these special cases where the person became extra tamei, and there's no way to get out of the tumah, then there's no inyan of being tovel before you're learning. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if he doesn't hold the takanas ezra, there's never a case. So what do you need these complications for? Simply, Rabbi Yehuda holds you never have to be tovel. Hilkach al korchach dafka k'tamila. Elamai, it must be that it's only these cases that Rabbi Yehuda says is potter, but normal cases where it doesn't have these complications is chayiv. So you see the Rabbi Yehuda holds of takanas ezra. Lo teimas nisim mevorech ela maharim. So the Gemara says, okay, Rabbi Yehuda holds of takanas ezra, and when it says that he's mevorech lefonel achareha, it's only by hearing. And the only machlokas is, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to be mahar even the first bracha. And the Chacham holds the first bracha, you're not even mahar, just birkas hamazon because it's the raisa. Gemara says, me isle Rabbi Yehuda here. Does Rabbi Yehuda then hold of the idea of being mahar, right, that there's a difference? Comes out now that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Tanakhama that a Balkari is not allowed to learn Torah verbally, but he has to be mahar. The machlokas only is what he has to be mahar, things that are deraisa, or even things that are derabbanan. Okay. The Tanya, now I'll show you, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the chlau of hearer. But Tanya, Balkari she'ein lo mayim litbo, right, a Balkari who doesn't have a place to be tovel, right, he's stuck. He's a Balkari, right, and now he has to daven, he has to learn, he wants to eat, and he can't say any brachas, and he can't do anything. What should he do? So Balkari she'ein lo mayim litbo, kore kriyashma, ve'ein lo mevorech lo lefaneh ve'lo lachareha, he can read kriyashma, okay, but he doesn't make any brachas before or after, because kriyashma is doraisa, and he's an honest. Right, he should go to the mikvah. He doesn't have a mikvah, so not to say Kriyat Shema, that's not proper. He should say Kriyat Shema anyway, but not make the brachas before and after. Va'ochel pito umevorech lachareha, ve'eino mevorech lefaneha. He's allowed to eat, and he's allowed to bench. He has to bench, but he doesn't make a bracha before he eats, because that much they weren't making. That's only the rabbanan. Avo mahar belibo ve'eino motzi b'svasov divir meir. But in all these situations, he's mahar belibo, right? And he doesn't actually say it verbally. All these things that it says he does behira. Kriyashma, birchas hamazon, he's mahar. The other things, nothing. Rabbi Yehuda omer, beintach uveintach motzi besvasav. Rabbi Yehuda says once we're matter him to do it, he can say it too. Doesn't have to be mahar. He says kriyashma, he says birchas hamazon and so on. Omer of Nachum, so now we're back to the original question. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that where you're allowed to say that you have to do it behirah. You can do it verbally. So how can you say that when Rabbi Yehuda said you make a bracha before and after, that it's what's it called, behirah, Rabbi Yehuda Beferish says you're allowed to say it verbally. So that can't be the pshat. And if you're allowed to say it verbally, the question, we're back to the original question, doesn't he hold the takanas ezra? So why does he hold you're allowed to say it verbally? Rashi. Ella. No, we didn't get here. We got to go on. Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Asan Rabbi Yehuda Kehilchus Derech Eretz. No, just like in Takanas Ezra, there were exceptions where Ezra also held that certain things you're allowed to learn. Hilchus Derech Eretz is one of them. So Rabbi Yehuda holds in these things their Kehilchus Derech Eretz, and that they're exempted from the Takana of Ezra because what's it called of the necessity of these things. But stam tefillah or stam brachas or whatever, that's not accepted. the Tanya. Where do we see that there were things that were not part of Takanas Ezra? The Tanya. Vahodatim levanecha levnevanecha uksib basrei yom asher amanat ofnei Hashem alokecha b'chori. Ma'alahalan be'ema b'yira v'resus of Aziya, aftan be'ema b'yira v'resus of Aziya. Right? A person, when he learns Torah or teaches Torah, has to do it with a tremendous trembling and awe, just like it was given at Sinai. At Sinai, it was given with awe and trembling. So too, when you teach and learn Torah, it has to be with awe and trembling. Mikan omru hazovim v'amitzoroyim uboyin al nidos mutarim likros b'torah v'yim v'ksuvim l'shanos b'mishnah u'gemorah v'halachos v'agodos avo balikarian asurim. From here, they learned, right? Or the way we're saying simply, from here, Ezra, right, learned to make a takana that a balkari is also. Why? Because a person who's tamei stam, so that doesn't come from kalis rosh, that comes from a multitude of reasons why a person becomes tamei. Okay? And Bole Nidos is not talking about a rosh, that's talking about somebody who's living with his wife and she became a nid all of a sudden. So he's tamei, right? Talking about a rosh. So a person, what's it called, who became tamei with any other kind of tumah, that doesn't affect his being able to learn Torah with awe and trembling. But a balkari usually comes from kalis rosh, and it doesn't wear off so fast, that kalis rosh. So a person who's a balkari, he can't learn Torah because he can't learn it the aim of the era as it was given at Sinai, and therefore Ezra made a takana that a balkari, before he learns Torah, has to go to the mikveh, and that'll get him back into a somber mood, right? Go take a cold mikveh. Right, that will, what's it called, somber him up. So what is he not allowed to learn? Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Mishnah, Gemara, Halachas, Agodas. That pretty much covers everything. Avabali Keri, Nasuri. Rav Yossi Omer, Shomahu Beregilus, Uvavad Shalo Yatsiyas HaMishnah. He's allowed to learn that which he's familiar with, as long as he doesn't learn the Mishnah openly. Rashi, we'll see what it means. Rabbi Yehuda, the Birkas Hamazon, Rabbi Yehuda made Birkas Hamazon kehilchos derech eretz. Shemuter l'shanosa balkeri kidvarav. Rabbi Yehuda holds that hilchos derech eretz was exempted from the takana. You're allowed to learn hilchos derech eretz. Malahalan de'ema, d'chsi v'yaro om v'yanu, says that Torah was received with trembling and awe. Mikan omru kol atmei mutarim v'torah. Anybody who's tamei can learn Torah. A person who's tamei can still be with awe and trembling. Keri comes from being not serious, not with a full amount of seriousness. Right, a person who lives with a nida, so he becomes like her, and he has 7 days tuma. So if he goes to the mikveh today, he's not going to become tar. He needs to be tummy for 7 days. Mitumas boil nida. She shivas yomim. Avol etakonis Ezra olulohem. Kidis namas nisan zov shira carry the nida tzrichon tefila. So boil a nidos, else the nida part doesn't need tefila. He has not to become tar, but he has to go to the mikveh, else boil nida. He's a balkari. So for that, he has to go. But once he goes to the mikveh for that, and now he's still tamei al to boil nida, they can learn Torah. So all tumas don't affect a person's learning Torah, except for keri. Beregilos, b'mishnayis hashkuros b'fiyah. The things that he's familiar with, the mishnayis he knows by heart, he can learn even when he's about keri. That's what this Mandi Omer holds. Right? That is Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says, no, there are things that about keri is allowed to learn, and that is things that he knows by heart. He just says them over, almost like he lets you go. He's learning them up. He lanes them over. That's okay. That's not called learning. Okay. But he shouldn't sit and learn a mishnah that he doesn't know. Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef Omer, Metziah is a mishnah. Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef, no, he can even learn mishnayis. The Eino Metziah Gemara, he can't learn Gemara. Mishnah, yeah, that they were matter. That was not part of the takana. Gemara not. Reb Nosson ben Avi Shalom Omer, Ath Matzias HaGemara. He didn't even learn Gemara. Uvavachuli Omer Askor Shabbat. But when he learns the Gemara, he shouldn't mention the names of Hashem. They bring a riot from here that when you learn Gemara, you're at least allowed to mention the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are mentioned in the Gemara. Okay, you don't have to say Hashem, you say Shem Hashem. And some say from here, you see, if you learn the brachas in the Gemara, you can even say Shem Hashem. Right? If there's a bracha, you're learning brachas, So some say that's only if you're teaching children you're allowed to do that. Right? But if you're, an adult is learning the Gemara, and the Gemara mentions a bracha to tell you how to say it, you don't say Hashem, Hashem, because it's a bracha levatala. He says, you don't say, you say the Shem, you say Hashem. From here it's mashma that you can say the askaras, at least in psukim. There's no real raya brura that when it comes to brachas you can say the Shem Hashem. But in psukim, for sure, you can say Shem Hashem, and some say you have to say Shem Hashem, otherwise you're saying only a part of a pasuk, because you're not saying the pasuk the way it's written. Okay, in any case, Rabbi Yochanan Asandler, Talmido Shir Rabbi Akiva, Mishum Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Yochanan Asandler was a Talmud Rabbi Akiva, said the name Rabbi Akiva, Lo Yikonis Lemedrish Kolikar. No, all this is wrong. You can't even enter into learning Medrash. And surely not Mishnah, Gemara, whatever. The Amri Lolo, you can't use the base of Medrash Kolikar. Shouldn't even go into the base Medrash, Bechlal, when you're a Balkari. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, now we have the Ikra, why we brought this whole thing. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shonahu Behilchus Derech Eretz. You are allowed to learn the Halachas of Derech Eretz, even though they're Torah. But the Halachas of Derech Eretz, those specific Halachas of Derech Eretz, that was exempted from the Taklana. So halachas that have to do with derech eretz, right? How to eat properly, how to act properly, or whatever. The Torah laws proper etiquette. That's allowed. Maisa Rabbi Yehuda. One second. So see Rashi here. Beragilos mishnayis hashkuros v'fiv shumotzim v'fiv b'mrutzavim tzorech laravayim shalo yatzia b'tami perushim. But you shouldn't sit there and learn the reasons for the Mishnah. You can say Mishnayis, but you can't learn Mishnayis. Medrash is specifically osir because there's a lot of psukim. Medrash brings down psukim all the time because it's darshaning psukim. That you shouldn't do. And medrash doesn't only mean medrash that we know of, the medrash that's, medrash agoda. That is medrash halacha, too. Medrash Halacha is the kind of svarim like Sifri, Sifra, Mechilta, where the Torah Shebaal Peh darshans the psukim. That's called Medrash. So it's Medrash Halacha, it's Medrash Hagada. That you're not allowed to learn because too many psukim and too many Shemas Hashem. But other Gemaras and things don't have Shem Hashem in them a lot. That you can learn. Askaros, Shebi Mikros HaNidrashim, shouldn't mention, it said you can learn it, but you shouldn't mention the Shem Hashem. You can't learn, but you can go to the base medrash and just sit there quietly and listen to what everybody else is learning. And the other man, the Omer, says you can't even go into the base medrash. Hilchos derech eretz can go and darken shol tamid echachonim, she braisa, uperek benazeh hanosin arba dvorin alibo. There are specific, the meseches derech eretz, which deals with these halachas of etiquette. Okay, maisa b'Reb Yehuda. Sheroa Keri, v'yamahalech al gav hanor, ma'isa with Rabbi Yehuda, who one day saw Keri, and he was walking with his talmid and teaching them on the river shore. Amr lo talmid of Rabbeinu shnalanu perek echa b'hilchus derech eretz. Teach us what's it called, some derech eretz. Teach us. They weren't in the base medrash, so they couldn't learn something deep. So they said, you know, we're taking a tiyul, we're on our way traveling from place to place. Teach us something light. Teach us something to do with derech eretz, a lighter to learning. So Rabbi Yehuda jumped into the river, Yorad v'Tovel, v'Shonalem, and then he taught them Hilchos Derech Eretz. He was a Balkari, and he went to Bitovel before he taught them Hilchos Derech Eretz. Amru lo, lo kachli maritonu rabbeinu, shonahu b'Hilchos Derech Eretz. Why'd you have to Bitovel for it? You told us that you're allowed to learn Hilchos Derech Eretz when you're a Balkari. So why did you have to be Tovel before you taught us Hilchos Derech Eretz? We wanted to be nice. Maybe that's the reason they asked him for Hilchos Derech Eretz. They knew he was a Balkari. So they knew he couldn't teach them anything else. They didn't want to be Matzrichim to go jump into the river and what's it called and be Tovel. So they said, why don't you teach us some Derech Eretz? Because they knew he holds that's Mutter. And then he jumped into the mikveh. Omer Lohem, afal pi shemekel ani al acherim. For other people, I'm mekel. Halach is, it's okay. Machmer ani al achmi, for myself, I'm not mekel. I'm machmer to be Tovel, even lehilchos Derech Eretz.